Good afternoon. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with a 2 p.m. update on Hurricane Irene. Hurricane Irene remains a dangerous Category 3 hurricane in the Bahama Islands. Right now, it is moving through Abaco Island. The eye is right on the island. It's moving northwest, north-northwest at about 13 miles per hour. Conditions should be improving in the central Bahamas as we speak, and will begin improving late this afternoon and this evening over the rest of the Bahamas as Irene moves northward out into the open waters along the Gulf Stream off the east coast of Florida. Tomorrow, we expect a slight turn to the north-northeast, and then the storm will approach the North Carolina state line and become a major impact on the eastern coast of North Carolina during the night, Friday night, and Saturday. We have a hurricane watch in effect now. Anticipate the need for hurricane warnings as early as 5 p.m. this afternoon. Beyond the Carolinas, the forecast track takes it right parallel to the east coast and up into New England. So the entire eastern seaboard, including all the major metropolitan areas, are going to see impacts ranging from very heavy rain to very high winds, and along coastal areas, storm surge flooding. Storm surge flooding is a big concern in North Carolina, and many of the counties have already begun exercising their evacuation plans. Please consult your local forecast offices and your local emergency management officials as far as recommendations and requirements for you in the coastal areas of North Carolina. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.